Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. The German Chancellor and U.S. President speak out about Brexit. European leaders are beginning to address how their relationship with Britain will evolve after voters decided to leave the European Union. German Chancellor Angela Merkel told German lawmakers Tuesday that Britain will lose the privileges that come with being an EU member, but it will remain a close ally in NATO. Merkel said that any formal discussion of the relationship would not occur until Britain begins the formal procedure to leave. Meanwhile, President Obama weighed in with his analysis on National Public Radio.
There's been a little bit of hysteria post-Brexit vote, as if somehow NATO's gone and the transatlantic alliance is dissolving and every country's rushing off to its own corner. That's not what's happening.
Now, if the British Parliament ratifies the decision, the process would take up to 2 years, during which time Britain would continue being a part of the EU. Advocates for abortion rights in the U.S. are continuing to celebrate the U.S. Supreme Court's decision Monday that rules that states have no right to curb the rights of women to end their pregnancies by imposing an undue burden on them to limit their access to abortion clinics. The 5-3 decision overturned a law in the southwestern state of Texas, similar to that enacted in other states. And local Afghan officials say U.S. airstrikes accidentally killed 7 Afghan hostages at a Taliban hideout in northern Kunduz province. Several Taliban fighters were also killed in the late Sunday airstrikes, and local residents confirmed the deaths to VOA. Bodies of the slain hostages, believed to be former Afghan army soldiers, were brought to the hospital in Kunduz City on Monday. This is VOA News.